Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I hope you are well. I hope you're good. I am your host here on this podcast, and it is lovely, 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 lovely to have you on. If you are a faithful listener, welcome back. If you are new, welcome. If you are somewhere in between, welcome all the same. I'm so glad to have you on. If you are new or you are in that in-between phase, you want to also subscribe and perhaps listen to some previous episodes. In fact, I say perhaps, but I actually mean it would be great for you to do so, because I believe that there is something that will bless you in here. On this podcast, we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself, and that is found in your maker, in your creator, in Christ Jesus. That is how you can be the best, you can live your best life, you can maximize everything and, you know, really live out on earth what is written about you in the book of in heaven. So, thank you for joining us on yet another episode. We've spoken about quite a few things, actually two things. We've had two episodes so far. So this is our second season of our podcast, and we have episodes being released every Tuesday in this. So I'm grateful to God for the consistency, because you guys have no idea what time I am actually recording this podcast, because had a few attempts and some things went the other way around. And then I don't even want to moan about it, but I'm not going to. But we're grateful to God for the consistency, for the strength, for the energy He gives us when we need to do what we need to do. I am learning so much about that in this season, and I'm learning so much about what my season is about right now. You know, times and seasons are things that are really important as believers, that we learn to master, we learn to understand and operate accordingly. So before we go into our topic today, because I love the topic we're going to talk about today, it's actually more practical. Not that the other topics we haven't discussed aren't practical. They've been more on the sort of spiritual side for you to sort of meditate, take away, you know, what's being said, apply things practically, etc. This is a little more practical, but does definitely have, we're going to look at what scripture says concerning this. We're probably going to unpack it in two episodes. I don't want to be before you too long, because again, I don't want to tell you what time it is, but also I want to break this down. I want to sort of have it in nice bite sizes, so you can chew on it. You know, you don't want to have too much. You know, you don't want to eat too much on one plate. You don't want to have so many things on the plate. You want to sort of have a small first serving, and then, you know, we build up from there. But this will be likely over two episodes, so that we can delve into this a little more. And, you know, in between, I would love to hear your thoughts, feedback, so that we can discuss this even further. Before I go into our topic for today, I want to mention something which is new for us, sort of new. I've mentioned it in the past, because I'm mentioning it now because some of you do not listen to the end of the podcast generally, or you don't finish listening to anything. But that's a separate conversation. I want to mention this now. So if you are a Christian organization, a community, a business of some sort, you know, we want to hear from you. Basically, we want to help you get the word out for whatever it is that you do. So if you maybe are similar to us, a community similar to ours, Adia Talks, or you do something not so similar, but, you know, really you impact people and you want to reach more people, you want more people to know about what you do so that they can, you know, get in touch with you if needed, we can learn more about your product, your service, etc. We want to hear from you. So we have slots open to talk about, you know, and in our podcast, what we're going to do is kind of, you know, just in a sense, showcase or talk about what you do for just for a couple of seconds, just so that people can reach you, learn more about you, etc. So call that like slots just to help to publicize what that is. So we want to hear from you, want to connect, we want to help you reach a different audience to perhaps what you have in the past. You know, we always all have different audiences and different people, right? So we want to do that. In order to do so, we obviously need to get the information from you, and we need to obviously make sure it's in line with what we're about, prayerfully consider it, etc. So you want to send an email to info@adiatalks.com with all those details. What I would say is if you look out on our Instagram page, shortly after this podcast goes out, you will find a post on there that talks about giving a shout out. And that's what it refers, that's what this relates to. So look at that post, what it says, follow the instructions, email us with the details. And again, we'll prayerfully consider it. And, you know, look out, you might have a shout out. And we'll probably have another show where we have a bit of a segment that highlights some of those things, probably more towards the end of the year. But that being said, we're moving firmly into what we're discussing today. Incredible that in the next couple of days, it is October, and we're firmly in Q4. We would firmly be in Q4 2020. You know, if you follow the Jewish calendar, then we are already firmly in the new year. Well, firmly, I say so, probably a couple of weeks or a week or so in. So we're in the new year. So this topic is relevant to both situations. It's relevant to, you know, finishing up the year, finishing strong, something that we've, I wouldn't say we coined, but everybody talks about it. But we've definitely spoken about it, had videos on it. It's very something I'm very passionate about. So definitely going to be addressing that this year again, but something to help you finish well, finish strong and start well. You know, you want to make sure you are, you know, doing the best you can through the grace of God to be in those positions in the season of your life, right? So this is something to help you be the best version of yourself. Our topic today is on decluttering your life. That's what I decided to coin. Initially, I'd called it decluttering for, you know, a new season or something along those lines. But decluttering your life, because it can be done at any point. It can be done mid-season, start and finish, right? So decluttering. And I'm sure that this is something you've considered to some extent over this global detention, i.e. lockdown that we've had. People have had more time to, you know, do those things that they've not had time to do in the past. They've had more time to, you know, just clear out stuff, think about stuff, start stuff, stop stuff. Some people have not done anything, no judgment, nothing. But decluttering is something that, you know, the Lord had really highlighted to me, especially going into this last quarter. I took some time out back in August because I said I kind of have this new year in September thing going on. So I do try to take a break then. And I went on a retreat, and it's something the Lord was speaking to me about decluttering and the importance of it. There's different aspects to decluttering. There's kind of the physical decluttering. This is what I coined. So there's physical, there's, you know, spiritual, there's a psychological element as well to it. So we'll talk about, you know, the different aspects as well. But let's just take a step back and let me define what decluttering is for you, just so that we're starting off on the right note and we know what we're talking about and we're all on the same page. Basically, we're singing from the same hymn sheet, right? So decluttering in very simple terms is just removing unnecessary items in order to tidy up, to, you know, keep whatever, if something is overcrowded, to remove that noise. So you imagine an untidy place or an overcrowded place, and really decluttering is just removing unnecessary items. very, very simple terms, what we declutter, what decluttering is, rather. If we want to think about, you know, decluttering, we normally think about it in a very physical sense. So if I think about a room that has loads of things, I just think this room has too much, that I'm seeing visually. Let me declutter and remove what is unnecessary. But really, I would say to you that it goes far beyond what is like aesthetically in front of you. There's a mind element to it. There's a mind element to decluttering your mind, first of all, but there's also a mind element to even the physical decluttering. When you actually tidy up or you get some clutter or you get things in order, you know, there is a psychological impact as well on your mind, no matter whether you don't think there is or there is, there actually is. Studies have shown that. I definitely have noticed and seen that as well, of just having a space that is decluttered, a space that is clean, a space that is orderly. There is so much more, in terms of the mind. And it depends. I know that, you know, people are different personalities, so they're the type that can have clutter and know where everything is and it still functions. There's an element of you can function, but are you functioning at your maximum? And, you know, there's also an element of you training your mind. You don't always have to say, well, this is how I've always done it, or this is the type of person I am, so I'm going to stick with it. You know, we're talking about being the best version of yourself, as my current coach says, being a higher version of yourself, right? So, you know, thinking about that requires change, you know, that requires training, you know, yourself with good habits, etc. Right. So it's very important to make sure that the space physically around you is decluttered. Your mind will come onto mind declutter as well. You know, spiritually as well, sometimes there can be a lot of clutter. You're just hearing so much from voices, different people, you know, etc., all of that. When I say voices, I'm talking about like different people speaking, etc. So let us also just quickly look at what the word says, because, you know, the word of God contains everything we need for life and living. God has given us all we need for life and living, and everything really is found in the word of God. So just going to point us out two scriptures really quickly, and there's so many that point to this as well. But if we want to think about the book of Ecclesiastes, for instance, which talks about a time for everything, I found this really interesting. So, you know, Ecclesiastes, I'm going to read 6 and 7, let's just say. So, you know, it says there's a time to search, a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away. That's it. And a time to tear and a time to mend. So I think the key thing is a time to keep and a time to throw away and a time to tear and a time to mend. And those to me relate a lot to decluttering. If we just think about keeping and throwing away, that's a form of decluttering in the physical sense and even in the psychological, spiritual sense, you know, there's keeping. What are you going to keep in this season and what are you going to throw away? Even as I said, psychologically in your mind, this is what the Lord said to me on something I'm working on, for the end of the year. But what are you going to grow and what is going to go? So what's going to go and what's going to grow? What are you going to harness and what are you going to let go of? You know, there's that about, you know, decluttering. It has that impact. Second scripture I want to refer to, which probably maybe should have been first, but is in 1 Corinthians 14:33. It says, God is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace. And when we think about clutter, we think about peace and we think about, you know, where there is not peace, we think about chaos, right? When we think clutter, it just thinks chaotic, it's all over the place, it's cloudy, it's not clear, all of these things, right? And God is a God of order. He is a God of order. If you are his son/daughter on the earth, you are representing God. You are made in his image and likeness. And there are things about himself that he has placed within you. And he's given us his word as the guide for those things, right? So he's placed those things within you. His word is there. And we know that he is not a God of disorder, even how he created the earth. We can go back to Genesis and right at the beginning, and we can see the order in which that was done. So God is not a God of disorder. He's a God of peace, right? So when we think clutter, that is opposite to peace, that is chaos, that is hectic, that is not clear, that is foggy, that is all sorts. So decluttering is important because it helps us maintain our peace. It helps restore peace and helps us maintain our peace. I'm thinking now about the scripture in Isaiah 26:3 that says, you know, keep your mind stayed on God. Like those that I'm trying to think of it off the top of my head, and I'm paraphrasing. It's quite late, but anyway. I would keep your mind in perfect peace. Basically, those who keep their mind stayed on me will remain in perfect peace. Now, I've just said that, you know, in whatever, I'm sure one translation says it that way, right? But we're talking about your mind, keeping your mind on Christ, right? Is the, you know, the way to go. And if you keep your mind on Christ, you remain in perfect peace. Now, if you don't keep your mind in Christ, you are therefore filling your mind with clutter and things that are not meant to be there. And that's where disorder comes in as well. So very, very much plays into the mind as well, if we think about it. When we most often think about clutter, as I say, we think about it physically, but you can definitely relate it to a spiritual, psychological aspect. And it all adds up. If one piece is also not working right, then you would find there's a knock-on impact on the rest. If we want to think about why we should declutter, why is it essential for us to declutter? I think I don't even need to spell it out for you. I don't need to even try to sell it to you with all the things I've spoken about. But really, if I think about this podcast and what we're about, we're talking about being the best version of yourself. We're talking about being effective, being the highest version or the higher version, because you keep evolving and transforming to be more and more like Christ, right? So being transforming to even a better version of yourself is another reason, one reason and why we should, you know, you also want to be effective in every season. You want to be effective in what you're doing. You want to make sure that you're maximizing the potential, you're maximizing what you have in front of you, and being, you know, removing clutter helps. Whatever season of life you're in, removing clutter will help you, whether it's a season to grow, whether it's a season to harvest, whether it's a season to just, you know, to one of prayer or really deep, you know, deep. There's fellowship with God, of course, all the time. But sometimes he calls us onto seasons of like just pulling away all of those things. Whatever season you are in, clutter is not necessary in your life. Trust me, it really is not necessary. And then I'm preaching to myself, because I have been saying for a long time, you know, I do want to do some decluttering of things. And when I declutter like, you know, the physical things, the obvious things, the clothes, the shoes, the whatever else you have, the, you know, the products, whatever, all those things. But also even decluttering of like books, or even just organizing. I have a lot of books, right? So organizing the books and picking the books. I do this often, picking the books I'm going to read in that season. So I just pick like 4 books, and these are the books I'm reading that season. All the courses, all the things I'm involved in. I'm signed up or involved in quite a few things. But also just picking out what's important that season, like highlighting, okay, this is a season where I'm looking a lot at growing in a certain area, so everything I'm doing is around this. This is a season where my prayer is focused on something in particular, you know, maybe it's intercession, and I'm really learning more about that. There's different things. That's how I tend to like break down what I'm doing. I want to do that in a more succinct way, in a more systematic way, but that's something I definitely do as well. So that's something, you know, you can think about how you go about doing that. But I want to just break down something to do with, we've spoken about the benefits, but I just want to talk about those really quickly. And talk about some of the downsides to clutter. And then, you know, we'll see how the time goes, because I'm already talking beyond what I want to, you know, the time frame I had. But I really want to make sure that this drives home, and this is something that is useful. And then next week, we can talk more about clutter specifically, and some actual tips, some really, really, really practical tips on decluttering. But let me just talk quickly about the benefits of clutter, which we really touched on. It restores order. You know, if you're looking to bring back structure into your life, that's a great start. Even if you think, sometimes we think, oh my gosh, I want structure, I want to be more organized, I want to be more disciplined. People think that, and usually when they think that, it feels like it can feel quite overwhelming, because you're like, I just don't know where to start, but this is what I desire. You know, I see this person, they look like they have it all together, they look like they're so super organized, and I want to be her or him, right? First of all, you want to be yourself. But anyway, you see that and you admire that about the person. But sometimes it can feel so far-fetched and feel like, gosh, they've got it all together. The simple thing you can start with is just by decluttering, and you don't have to overwhelm yourself with it. You can think, I just want to declutter my space, right? So I just want to declutter, you know, my book. So I want to work through like just things around me. You know, some of you are working from home now. I found when I started working in the starting to work from home, you know, necessary working from home period, I didn't really have my home set up, you know, the way I have it now to work. I sort of just had like my laptop and a desk chair and just, you know, the bare essentials. I didn't have my home set up. Now, the Lord had told me probably a good few months before, and I kept procrastinating, to get myself all the stuff I needed to work from home, quite honestly. So when it all happened, I was like, okay, Lord. And he really, I think really at the last minute, I was able to get everything, because he told me this is what's going to happen. But anyway, getting the home set up, what that forced me into, I remember, is I had to create the space to have the home set up as well. So I had to declutter, and that also gave me an opportunity to even declutter more than I needed to, or more than I expected to. Just declutter, remove what was unnecessary, so that I had enough space to add what I needed to add, and had the right thing, and had a clean setup now. And that's helped me even in the working from home environment. Some of you are working from home and you're probably a little more stressed than you need to be, because there's so much clutter around the space you're working in. And there are really practical things you can do. We'll talk more about that in the next episode, on how you can actually do that. But decluttering essentially brings back structure. So even if you think you're trying to get it all together and you're thinking this is so far-fetched and it's too much, just start with the little things. You would even feel good for it in terms of just how it would make you feel mentally. Second point is decluttering makes room for the new. This is something, a word that the Lord gave me a bit earlier in the year, I think over the summer, and he said, make room for new. You know, we pray for more, we pray for this, we're praying for all these things, but sometimes we don't actually make room for it. And declutter is one way to actually physically do that. And you know, when you physically make room for new stuff, or you physically do that, it actually has a psychological impact as well. Because as I say, it's all very intertwined. But making room for new, even if you think, oh, I'm not buying new stuff, or I don't need new stuff, just making that room. And what the Lord was saying at the time was, just declutter, just make the room, and let me do the new. Let me bring the new. So you might not even be in a season where you're like, oh, I need a new this, I'm going to buy this. You just need to declutter this, basically, and just make the space. You know, some of you want to, you know, let me use this example. Some of us want to, with desire, we know that God is, we're going to get married, and you know, we know God is, we know it's all done. We have a peace about it. It's fine. It's sorted out. But even just in that, you know, how do I actually make room in my life for this person? How do I make room for the new of that season? How do I even make room generally? Because when you think about, you know, getting married, for instance, you're going to be living with somebody else. You're going to have to make some adjustments and changes. If in your waiting season now, you can start to maybe think about that and declutter and think. And I think to myself, okay, am I going to have this in my husband's house? Am I going to, you know, and that's one way I think about my decluttering process as well. As I say, that's just one example. And then another benefit of decluttering is it builds others and pays it forward. And what I mean by that is often when you declutter, you pass things on. Now, don't always pass everything on, because some of you just need to throw some stuff away because it's not going to benefit anyone. But if you want to think about decluttering, and I know if we think about it physically, it's very easy to think, oh, I give away stuff and all of that. But you do that, that's a great thing as well. But even so, when you're decluttering, you know, whatever it might be, whether it's even psychologically, you often tend to find you're passing on things. So sometimes you're passing on knowledge because of stuff you're clearing in your mind, you're sharing stuff, you're getting, you know, stuff out there, you know, and stuff like these outlets of like having a podcast or having something is often even decluttering your mind of stuff the Lord has placed in your mind that you need to release. It's decluttering and it's making room for new. You're holding on to that thing, that book, that thing that you've meant to have done for ages and ages and ages, and it's forming cobwebs and cluttering your mind because you haven't released it. So you're not receiving fresh revelation as well in that sense as well. So there is an element of that as well. So there's so many benefits to declutter. I just wanted to go through those really, really quickly on that. And really that they're coupled with that, they're downsides to clutter. I'm going to cover just two of them now because I want us to talk about them more in the next episode. But really the downsides to clutter, the key one, which affects all of us, which is something we need to really, really, really nip in the bud. And I try my best to, is procrastination. I wrote procrastination and all it brings with it, because procrastination is a beast in itself and it has lots of different children behind it. You know, it's like the mother, and then behind it, so just these little things that just come with it, right? What procrastination does. If you're cluttered, if there's too much clutter, you'll more than likely procrastinate, because it always kind of causes you to be behind the curve, a little bit behind on timing, a little bit behind on something, and there's so much clutter going on that you can't see the weeds clearly, and then you see the weeds eventually, and then it's always behind time. You know, that's the way I can articulate it right now. But procrastination is one way that is, you know, it's not great at all, but it's one of those things that I would like to call a beast in itself, which we don't really like or appreciate here on this Dear Talks podcast. But a lot of people struggle with procrastination. I definitely have myself. I think it's something that in some ways, I think a lot of people, even people that operate and are very highly effective, deal with. But I think the reason that they deal with it, or the reason everyone deals with it, is there's some degree of clutter. I think the people that deal with it more probably have more clutter than others. But, you know, I think even people that are highly effective, as I say, and deal with it, have an element of clutter, which causes the procrastination in some way. So that's one thing. Second thing I would mention, and we'll talk about the rest next week, is clarity. In fact, clarity is a whole other podcast in itself. It's a whole discussion. It's a whole vibe. Clarity is a whole vibe, I tell you. I think I wrote a post the other day, or maybe it was on my stories, and I just had this bell moment in my head, and I was like, clarity is a gift, honestly, because I think combined with my coaching sessions, combined with conversations and listening to other people talk about things, and combined with I think particularly it was a conversation I was in, and I was just listening to someone talk about something, and I thought, wow, God, I am so clear. I'm so grateful to be clear and to be getting clarity and becoming clearer every day about who I am and what you've called me to. And, you know, maybe even first of all, who I am, just, you know, maybe the what you've called me to is a byproduct, right? If I don't know who I am, there's no way I can know what I'm called to. If I know who I am, automatically I know, you know, in each season what I'm meant to be doing. But clarity is a gift, because when you're not clear, there's sort of weeds in your mind and you're just comparing yourself to everybody, you're pacing up with everybody, you're checking this person, that person, what this person did, like you're wasting your time essentially. And although some things are good for you to, like, you know, motivate yourself and all those things, but when you are not really clear, it just is very, very foggy. And, you know, fogginess is clutter. Like, fog is clutter. If you think about it physically, if you have fog in a space and you're trying to drive, you cannot see clearly. The fog is clutter, is getting in the way of what's in front of you. And clarity more than often requires you to be able to see what is ahead, to be able to be clear on, you know, the future and the future self that God has called you to be and all of that. So clarity is a gift, and clutter, you know, clouds your vision. It doesn't give you clarity. It just has fog. You're not clear. You're all over the place. Your mind is, you know, comparing all the time, etc., etc. So that's a downside to clutter. So the downsides of clutter we've spoken about today are procrastination and a lack of clarity when you have clutter in your life. Now, as I said, this is a topic to really unpack. So we're going to talk more next week about the further downsides to clutter. And I'm going to give you some really, really, really practical tips on decluttering, things I've learned myself, things I want to adopt in this season, in my next season. This season for me is one of decluttering. Definitely from now till the end of 2020, there's going to be a lot of decluttering, because the things that God is showing me, things I know I'm meant to be doing, things he said do, and I'm thinking, even physically, I'm thinking, I have nowhere to put it, I have no space. And he's like, this is why you need to clear up. You need to make space for the new. You need to declutter. And this is, that's physical, but even those things are physical, but they're things which end up being spiritual, because the things that if I do, I'm fulfilling what I'm meant to do, my mandate, I'm actually making physical space for that. And then there's also just the general aspect of, you know, my clarity of what season am I in? What should I be listening to? All of those things. Like, as I say, there's so much in front of me. I felt like this year is something I got involved with so many things that maybe I normally do. I feel like now I've been given certain leadership positions as well, which I'm so super grateful for. But as I think about them, and as I think, God, thank you for giving me this position, you know, a couple of things, right? I think, how am I going to make space for this? And God is like, this is why you need to declutter, because it helps you with the clarity. It helps you create space for more. It helps you delegate appropriately, all sorts of things. So there's so much benefit to this, but I'm going to stop now, because I said I won't be before you long, but I am before you longer than intended. And I probably have a good 50 minutes to grab some sleep and wake up for my early morning waking up that I need to do. But it's been great catching up with you guys. I really do really love these conversations. And as I say, they sort of teach me as well, so I benefit from them. But I hope this blessed you. If it did, please do share with us, share it with a friend, but share comments with us. We want to hear from you, you know, all of that good stuff. We want to hear from you what has decluttering done for you, you know, any of these tips. Like, let's talk about it so that we can actually address it more in the next episode. So I'm going to leave you. I'm going to love and leave you now. And I'm going to say, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of this season, and continue just enjoying God. As someone, as I know, says, enjoy God, enjoy him. So guys, take care and God bless you. Till we meet again, I love you all. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.